Time now for Slate's summary judgment figure. This is our weekly guide to what film critics are saying about some of this weekend's new releases. It's a summary of what a lot of critics are saying. Here's Ari Posner.
This is the weekend of the former child star, with not one but two films coming out that have critics posing that eternal question, whatever happened to that cute kid actor? The answer comes in the widely released Dickie Roberts, Former Child Star.
Oh my God, you're late, Garrett. Can I have your autograph?
Sure.
You guys want my autograph too, Dickie Roberts?
No, I'm fine.
How about if I put it on a $5 bill?
Make it a 20?
That's David Spade playing Dickie Roberts in a comic look at the life of a washed-up 70s sitcom star who decides to pay a family to let him experience the childhood he never had. Critics are divided on the movie. The Los Angeles Times praises it for managing to be both raunchy and sweet-natured. But Entertainment Weekly knocks it for being mobbed with real former child stars like Barry Williams of The Brady Bunch and Danny Bonaducci of The Partridge Family, and says it ends up being an inside joke rather than a funny one. But even those who don't much care for him agree that Spade, who also co-wrote the movie, has tailored what Salon called the perfect character for himself. And the New York Times echoes the view of most when it says that Dickie Roberts saves its best moment for the final credits, when a hilarious chorus of real-life former child stars sings a defiant We Are the World-style anthem. Also on display in select theaters is the Mac Daddy of all child stars, Macaulay Culkin, who survived his Home Alone fame to return in Party Monster, his first movie in nearly a decade. Culkin plays Michael Alleg, a flamboyant club kid who became famous in the early 1990s before going to prison for the murder of his drug dealer lover.
I didn't want to be like all the drearies and normals. I wanted to create a world full of color where everyone could play. One big parties that never ends.
The Los Angeles Times marvels at Culkin's strikingly high-risk portrayal that's bound to leave many of his fans dumbfounded and even repelled, and adds that he succeeds as an adult actor in completely unexpected ways. Salon, on the other hand, calls Culkin's acting an insufferable display and argues that he's been cast precisely for his freak appeal, for the sheer scandal of seeing Mr. Home Alone swish around as a drugged-out gay killer.
Ari Posner is a writer based in Los Angeles.